Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the power of God, to let you know Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to bring to those that's incarcerated the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let them know the Lord got a better life for all of you that's incarcerated in the jails and prisons. You don't have to live like that, but the Lord can change your life and make your future brighter than your past. Praise God. I know the coronavirus has changed our nation, our world. Praise God. The jails and prisons closed due to the coronavirus back in March of 2020. Praise God. But we are still going on radio preaching the gospel until the green light come on again, so we can go back and do what God called us to do, to go into the jails and prisons to bring the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. On today, as we enter into the month of February 2021, we're going to have a powerful message. And the title of the message is, Do You Love God? We're going to be talking about that message all during the month of February. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Do you love God? That's a question. God wants his people to ask themselves, do you love him? Do you love God? People want God to love them. We want God to love us. Give us good health. Good, amen, blessings of life. Give us good weather. Take away this coronavirus. Want God to do that. Praise the Lord. So we can live our life normal, as people say. We want God to be good to us. But the question is, do you love God? Do you love him enough to obey his word? Do you love him enough to do what's pleasing in his sight? Now we're going to preach on this broadcast. Praise God. Because it's time for people to love God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Make a start in the gospel according to St. John 14:23, Missionary Velvet. Let's see what Jesus said.
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Now, Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. In order for you to love God, you got to prove to him you love him by obeying his word. Praise God. I know you got some people got tongue and teeth love. They say I love God, but they disobeying his word. That proves you don't love him. But in order to let God know you love him, you got to obey his word. do his word, if you obey his word, keep his commandments, then God will know you love him. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why I preach it. I preach on radio. I preach on the internet. I write my books, author of my books I've published. Amen. To let people know, in order to please God, we got to show him we love him by obeying his word. Praise God. Doing what he said to do. Keeping his commandments. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you love him, then God will love you. You will keep Jesus' word. Obey his word. Praise God. Amen. Sister Velvet, St. John 15 and 10, what did the Bible say?
If you keep my commandments, you should abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Now, you got some people feel like you don't have to keep the commandments. That's the devil talking. Don't obey that, but obey what Jesus said. If you love him, you will keep his commandments. That's why I preach it. Live right. People say, well, yeah, amen, grace. They try to use grace as an excuse to live old slack life. Live old life straddling the fence. Think you're going to slip into heaven. Amen. Any kind of way like a thief. I got news to let you know. No thief going to heaven. You're not going to heaven. Amen. Got one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. You can't go to heaven that way. But the Lord wants people that are dedicated. You give your heart to the Lord. Serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength. He wants 24-hour Christians. Live right on the job. That's right. Live right on the job. Let people know I'm a child of God. I don't curse like the world. I don't joke like the world. I don't talk them dirty conversations like the world. Laugh at them dirty conversations like the world. Praise God. Amen. There's a difference in a child of God and a child that's out there in sin. Praise God. And a lukewarm Christian. Praise God. You can't go to heaven being a lukewarm Christian. But God wants people that are sanctified, that are washed in the blood of the Lamb, that believe in fasting and praying, praise God, that want to live right so they can go back with Jesus when he comes. Amen. Praise God. Time out for playing church. This is February 2021. Amen. The coronavirus is in our country. Amen. I know we got a new president. President, amen, Biden, praise God. Amen. And a Vice President Harris, praise God. But I want to let you know the coronavirus is still raging. I know we got a vaccine, praise God. But the coronavirus is still raging, glory to God. But I want to let you know God is trying to get our attention. We need to, amen, pick up the loins of our mind, stop playing with the devil, give up sin before sin get rid of you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's time to let the devil go. Let sin go. Serve the Lord. Praise God. Serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all your strength. Glory to God. Live right. Praise God. Amen. I'm a preacher called by God. I'll tell you like it is. Glory to God. Amen. I'm not here to rob you of your money. But I'm here to tell you the truth so you can go to heaven. Because there's a lot of preachers going to end up in hell because they're robbing the people of their money and not telling them the truth. Glory to God. But I'm here to let you know I want you to make heaven. So therefore, I'm going to preach this word and tell you the truth. Amen. Let you hear it so that you can get your soul right. Because Jesus coming back for a people that are sanctified, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Not the ones that just repent every day. And talking about, do you have some unconfessed sins? What kind of mess is that? Glory to God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, you need to get rid of your sins. You hear me? Glory to God. Because Jesus said, St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Submission of Velvet can't get it on one 15-minute broadcast. Got to pick it on another broadcast. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Praise God. Do you love God? Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, amen. Go into the hospitals, into the nursing homes. Lord, go into these jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Touch the sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let them know there's Holy Ghost fire here on this broadcast going through these radio waves. Touch these people by your divine power in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
This song say, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me, hallelujah. And this song say, come to Jesus, he will heal you, he will save you, deliver you, hallelujah. You believe that message, that prayer, that Ella holds that prayer, hallelujah. You know that Jesus loves you, and he has to set you free, and you don't have to be bound, hallelujah. So keep on thanking and keep on praising God for your deliverance and your victory, hallelujah. And write us and tell us about it. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. Those in the free world, we thank you for your support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give him a chance, and you will be not disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon we get a green light. We'll be going back visiting the jails and prisons with the power of the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. And those in the free world, amen, click onto our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Glory to God. Amen. Till next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.